I can tell you right now, it's not because we're having baba ganoush for dinner. The eggplant is being used in sexy ways by Americans, and Americans are using the eggplant most. But there's a lot of other data points on this city. I mean, they had north of a billion data points for this, but there are some really interesting findings and some surprising ones. So unsurprisingly, the happy faces on the emoji keyboard accounted for nearly half of all the use.
Wow.
So half of all the use was faces. Then next in line was hearts. And then hand gestures, which I tend to use a lot of. But then one of the strange things that kind of popped out was that monkeys, just the monkeys, accounted for a pretty substantial amount of the use. And so I had a little theory there, which was just that because there's three different monkey emojis that have kind of a see no evil, hear no evil, speak no evil hand gesture.
Right.
That kind of just suggests that people are using them to indicate more than just a monkey. They're using them to indicate maybe secrets or convey embarrassment by covering their eyes. There's a lot of gestures that the monkeys include that are not included in other emoji characters.
Is there any other data about what Americans use the most and the least or any other group?
Yeah, there's a ton of kind of comparison studies about where Americans ranked in terms of English speakers. So, for instance, the American used the beer cheers less than, say, the Australian. And the Canadians used the poop emoji way more than any of the other English speakers. But for overall global use, Malaysia came in first for their use of the poop emoji, as well as the overall vocabulary. So that means that the Malaysians use more different characters more of the time. So their vocabulary, emoji vocabulary, is the highest.
How about Canada? What did you say Canada uses the most?
Well, out of ranking out of the English-speaking nations, they use the poop emoji the most, but they also use the gun more than we do.
Which that's surprising.
Kind of maybe surprising. Yeah, I thought so too. But that's the thing about the study, is that we don't know how they're using the gun emoji. So they could be using the gun emoji in kind of a figurative way, like maybe to express kind of a colloquialism like, I die, you know, kind of thing. Or maybe they're really good marksmen. Maybe they're going out and using it more literally. So it's hard to say.
And then the other big emoji news was that people can now adjust the skin tone of all the people emojis to what suits you. So can you give a little of the background of the
sure.
emoji skin color debate, if you can call it that?
Absolutely. So it was almost 2 years ago, I think a little over 2 years ago, that Miley Cyrus actually brought a lot of media attention to the plight for emoji diversification on Twitter. And since then, there's been a lot of talk about what should be or could be done to update and adapt the emoji to be a little bit more inclusive. It had to go through a pretty long process, which included an oversight board called the Unicode Council. And what they do is they kind of make sure that the language that's used for emoji is translatable across different platforms and different countries. So they had to come up with a new way to be able to code the emoji so that they would be legible for everybody. And what they decided was that they would use the characters that are currently in existence, and then you can modify the skin tone on any of those characters. So what happens in the like Apple keyboard when you go in and you have your diverse emojis, you click on it, and then you can kind of scan through a gradient of skin tones and select the one you like.
A lot of the talk leading up to the changes in skin color, the skin color options for emoji, is it emoji or emojis? The plural of emojis is emojis?
That's a really good question. I think it's emoji.
I think so, too.
I am not
it just
totally
sounds
sure,
right.
But I think we can decide right now.
Okay, it's going to be emoji. So, okay, a lot of the talk leading up to the different skin colors of emoji was kind of humorous. But why is it important? Why do you think it mattered to people so much that different skin colors be represented in the emoji?
That's a really good question. I think that everybody wants to see themselves reflected in the media that we use. And so I think emoji, while it can be pretty humorous, medium, I think that there's also a touch of seriousness in it, in that we all want to be able to use characters that reflect us. I think that there's also a problem in that there's never going to be an emoji for every single person.
You mentioned that there are still some things missing.
Sure. I mean, there's a lot of debate on the internet about exactly which emoji should be included in the next update. Right after the most recent update with the skin tone selection, there was a big uproar from gingers on the internet about how there was no longer a red-haired emoji and that you can select all these different hair colors if there is no red hair. So that, again, is one of the things that I guess could be updated. Also, there's an equal number of people probably, or maybe more people, calling for a taco emoji, you know? So there's a lot of different various emoji interest groups.
So food diversity.
Exactly. Food diversity is another category in which I think we'll probably see some more updates. But I think the other thing for me is kind of just about how they're used and if it's more representational or figurative.
Right. You talked about emojis needing to be representational rather than literal. So what does that mean?
One of the big findings from the study for me is that people are using the faces the most because people are using emoji to infuse their texts with emotion. And sometimes texts going back and forth can be a little bit devoid of context or intonation. And so you can use an emoji to really understand the emotional context of the words that you're trying to send. And so in the same way, I feel like this is my part of my theory that I'm now calling pizza is a feeling. And the reason pizza is a feeling is because sometimes you use the pizza to text your friend, hey, I want to go out and have a slice of pizza. But sometimes you use the pizza because maybe you're hungry. You're just hungry, and you use pizza as a stand-in for hunger. Or maybe you're using the pizza because you had a really bad day and you need some comfort food. Or maybe you're using the pizza because you're feeling a little uncomfortable about having to wear your bikini tomorrow and you text the pizza as kind of a joke.
Mm-hmm.
So pizza can be used in context for all of these different meanings. And so they're not kind of limited just to what the actual picture is.
I've been speaking with Kara Rose DeFabio about emojis. Thank you so much for talking with me.
Thank you so much for calling me.
Thumbs up emoji. Smiley face emoji.
Sparkle hearts.
Sparkle hearts. Okay, thank you so much, Kara.
Thanks, bye.
Bye-bye.